I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Every life is filled with challenging moments, and sometimes challenges that fill far longer stretches of time. Sadly, some people find it so very hard to climb out of what may seem like a bottomless abyss. Others of us, perhaps because of some combination of pure hardiness and the skilled and caring help provided by others, manage to triumph and draw on our ordeals to forge ahead with rich insight, even vigor. Nelson Mandela once said, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." And that is exactly what we hear from 16-year-old Lauren Bendheim.
I had my whole life planned out by the time I was in seventh grade. I would graduate from my small private middle school, go on to a prestigious boarding school in Connecticut, be best friends with my roommate, fall in love with a dreamy-eyed boy, and live happily ever after. What happened when I started high school was very different. Fall semester freshman year at St. Mark's Boarding School, I was admitted to Hasbro Children's Hospital for anorexia, depression, and anxiety. This was not what I had planned. I was supposed to be going on my first date, having dance parties late at night, and sneaking out of the dorms. Instead, I was pushed around in a wheelchair, stuck with needles at 5 in the morning, and constantly battling voices in my head telling me that if I ate, my fantasy high school experience would never come true. I'm not going to lie, life sucked. It took me a long time, multiple therapists, partial hospital programs, doctor's appointments, medicine, and lots of tears to be where I am today. People ask me how I did it, battled my eating disorder, and for a long time, I had no idea. I just walked through life trying to get by day by day, and now I realized what I was doing. I was letting go. And I hadn't even seen the movie Frozen yet. I was letting go of expectations, of comparisons, of the idea of what my life should look like. I realized that as soon as I unclenched my jaw, released my white-knuckled grip, and let my life take its course, everything changed. I was able to look inside myself and figure out what I wanted, not what I thought life should be. Today, I am a girl who has changed schools 3 times in 2 years, has never fallen in love, and doesn't have just one best friend. I'm a girl who knows she doesn't have to know or do everything. I'm a girl who is happy, but knows that it's okay to be sad, lonely, and depressed sometimes. I'm a girl who knows that if I let life take its course, it will all turn out okay. A girl who is not sucked into the expectations that not only school and peers put on me, but I put on myself. I'm a girl who believes in letting go.
Lauren Bendheim is a student at the Lincoln School in Providence and lives with her family in Barrington. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.